Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 15th of June 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So UK's Sky TV has consolidated everything. It's taken the Sky Player and Sky Mobile TV and it's combined it into just a single service called Sky Go. It's going to be free for subscribers, but here's the good news. For the rest of you, you can subscribe to it. In the US, it'll cost you $40 and you'll get everything. You get all the Sky content, MTV, ESPN, Disney, all that kind of stuff. And it'll be going live on July the 6th. Comcast has also managed to integrate Skype into its cable boxes, so the fantastic picture of the old white-haired granny is going to be available to you if you're on Comcast and on Skype. But of course, don't forget, it's going to suck up some of your bandwidth. And of course, it is Comcast. The BBC has reported that in the next month it's going to roll out an iOS application that will allow all its field reporters to broadcast live from the scene using their iPhone and over 3G service. So they'll be using the two cameras on their iPhones to film themselves and to film what's going on. What a great idea that is. And just like the Skype story a few minutes ago, BBC is heading out with iPlayer for Europe. It's going to come on a monthly paid fee. There's no word on the prices yet. Suggestions could be about £6 a month, so it's going to be 10 euros-ish, something like that. When you get it, let us know what it's like, eh? But it looks like it could be pretty good. Google ran its event yesterday inside Search, and it's done a ton of stuff associated with voice and image searches. One of the nice features now is that if you find a picture on the image responses, all you have to do is drag it up and stick it in the search box and then click search, and you'll get further information about the metadata and that kind of stuff that's already linked into it. That sounds like a great idea. I'm going to go and have a play today and see what's happening. And Bing has also been out with a bit of search information, and it's come out with the Bing Bar. It's like a Facebooky type kind of button thing. It gives you searches far easier, and it gives you news, travel information, and weather updates at a glance as well. And you can also put your email in there, so it's not that bad. There's also a report buzzing around that Microsoft will be unveiling a new Xbox next year. It'll be the Xbox 720. If that hasn't got rumour written all over it and unsubstantiated, I'd be surprised. Take 360 and double it, and it could be twice as good as the previous Xbox. Yes, well done, rumour mill. And the Nintendo Wii is 50% more powerful than the PS3 as it stands at the moment, even using the old architecture that it's currently got. There's a whole pile of information on Tech Radar and in Gadget about it, but go and check it out, because based on what they've written, by the time it comes to market, it could be obsolete. In Apple news, if you want an iPhone unlocked today, you can get one. You can get an unlocked GSM phone at 16 gigabytes in black for $649. You can get it from AT&T and other places, but you will be able to stick whatever you want in it until, of course, they do away with SIM cards. And Apple store employees are moving to create a union. Best of luck with that one, chaps. Yes, that's not going to work, is it? Our old mates at Brando have come out with a fantastic iPad add-on. It's a back case that fits over the back of your iPad 2, and you get a telephoto lens that snaps into a little bracket. It looks stunning. It's only $26 as well, and we like Brando. They do some fantastic stuff. If you haven't tried them, go to Brando through Google, and you'll have a wonderful time. They're a Hong Kong website. And also, the USB-powered pot has been developed to charge your battery whilst you're in the wilderness. You can start a fire, you can charge your iPhone. All you have to do is take the pot and shove it on a hot stove, and the excess heat that's generated will be used through a converter to charge your iPhone. It's 23,000 yen, so it's only available in Japan because they're big on the wilderness out there, which is $285 for a pan that you can boil water in and charge your iPhone off. That seems a bit steep. Logitech has also come out with an HD webcam. It's the C615. It's $80, so really, really good price, and it broadcasts in 720p. If you haven't had a play, go and have a look at it and see what you can come up with. And despite the fact we've had those devices, the and finally story is that Airbus is planning the plane of the future, and it's going to be all clear perspex. There's a video on Engadget if you want to go have a look, and I've got to say, I think it would make me puke if I did it. Nighttime looked quite pleasant, though. The real thing that's going to be an amazing leap forward is the curved screen that'll be able to watch your TV and video on, and also the piezoelectrics in the floor, so as you walk up and down you'll be powering the plane as it moves. We're getting closer and closer to the Flintstones day by day. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. If you've got a review, then please stick it in iTunes. We could do with all the reviews we possibly can. All of the shows need them. Please, please, please take the time to do it. It means an enormous difference to us and it makes a huge difference to the search rankings as well. We'll be back again on Friday with the Bagel Tech News show as normal. Then we'll have Photo at 11 o'clock, then Mac at 1 o'clock with Andy Anatko joining us as a special guest and Don's return from his travels as well. And then at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night, the Bagel Tech Big Show will be here. That's Thursday. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.